Well, October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and joining us this morning from Open Arms Domestic Violence and Rape Crisis Services is Rosanna Thornton. It's always great to see you, Rosanna.
I love seeing you.
On the other hand, it's not so nice seeing you because I know that we're going to be talking about this particular topic, and it is a tough one, but it's so important because we can never forget that this is something that we see in our community, just like every community. We're different in that respect.
Yeah, domestic violence doesn't discriminate. It does happen here in Hancock County, unfortunately. And we're just here really letting people know about all of our programs and services Open Arms offers.
The ways that you can help. And it's interesting you mentioned it doesn't discriminate. And that holds true across all ages, income levels, you know, all of that.
Exactly. And we're there to support anybody mm-hmm. affected, women, men, children, you know, we're there for them.
And when we talk about Open Arms being there to support victims of domestic violence and rape, it's more than just the shelter. I mean, people know you for the shelter. I think that's the first thing that comes to mind. But you do so much more.
Oh, yes. So obviously we have our 24-hour crisis emergency shelter that's confidential. We have our 24-hour crisis hotline that you can call and text. So mm-hmm. we're always trying to find best practices in how people communicate with us. And so texting people can do on our hotline now. Mm-hmm. So that is available if you don't feel comfortable picking up the phone and speaking. We have that. We have a lot of outreach services. So we do provide legal advocacy. We don't provide legal advice, mm-hmm. But we'll guide you through the legal system because that's very overwhelming for somebody going through a traumatic situation. Mm-hmm. So we'll guide you through the legal system. We also have medical advocacy. We work well with our local partners, with law enforcement and the hospital. So we'll go out to the hospital and provide the same services for you. We offer individual and group support. We also have two women's support groups, and then we also have a men's support group. So making sure that, again, everybody has access to those services.
Yeah. And then even beyond that, a lot of what you do in the day-to-day involves awareness. And mm-hmm. again, as we mentioned, October being Domestic Violence Awareness Month, to that end, you have a lot of things that are going on to, again, just drive that point home.
Yeah, we just want to make sure everybody is educated and aware of services in our community and that we are a resource. So throughout the month of October, we partnered with local coffee shops and some hotels. We're very grateful for them. And they're joining us in getting the word out. You know, it's called Wake Up Hancock. You know, as you're getting your morning coffee, you know, we're just waking you up to that it does happen. Domestic violence does happen here in our community. Mm-hmm. You know, you'll have see right there on the coffee sleeve, our 24-hour crisis hotline, our website, which will have a page where you can kind of look at some helpful information on if you know somebody who might be going through something, what to do, some signs to look out for if you're noticing somebody just, you know, not acting right and, you know, maybe taking that moment. Well, maybe having a cup of coffee and saying, hey, how are you doing? Are you okay?
Yeah.
And so we're just really trying to get that message out there that, you know, we are here for you.
And what are some of those statistics? When we talk about this being an issue in the community, and again, the reminder through the Wake Up Hancock campaign, what are the numbers that drive that home?
Yeah, so here locally, last year, Open Arms provided a total of 9,964 individual services.
Wow.
Last year.
Wow.
We received 1,465 calls on our crisis hotline. Last year, we served 52 adults and 45 children who were provided with safe housing at our emergency shelter.
Hmm.
So the numbers are there, and we have been seeing a slight increase, especially with our civil protection orders, which is great that people are reaching out.
Yeah. And on the subject of awareness, one of the things in recent years, there's been more of a concerted effort to drive this point home that victims kind of through the Me Too campaign that this that we take this seriously, that we mm-hmm. believe women when they talk about domestic violence and sexual assault and things of that nature. It makes it a little bit easier to talk about, a little bit easier to open up about. But in the case of, like you were talking with legal advocacy and things like, it doesn't necessarily make these cases any easier to prosecute.
Right. And again, that's why, you know, we're right there with them to mm-hmm. kind of advocate on their behalf. Because, you know, with the legal system, it's very tricky, you know. Yeah. Everyone is trying to get what they want, but we're there for the survivor. We want to make sure their voice is heard and that they are, you know, brought to justice.
I bring it up because there is a bit of a distinction that I think we have to make from raising awareness and making sure the victims are heard versus making sure that offenders are held to account. It's certainly important to raise the awareness and make those victims' voices heard. But again, making sure that we make the community a safer place mm-hmm. is and always will be a challenge. It's kind of the nature of what we're talking about here.
Exactly. And that's why we do a lot of education on these topics. We actually have a program education coordinator that goes out to the community, also to all the Hancock County schools, really teaching on different subjects. So everybody is aware of what to recognize.
As we mentioned, the Wake Up Hancock is a month-long campaign.
It's a month-long
awareness campaign for Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And if you are not a coffee shop or a similar business, but you want to help raise awareness, you can still do that. You have the clings for the businesses all around town.
Yeah. So we also offer, we started this back in April during Sexual Assault Awareness Month, but we're still keep going.
Yeah.
We have these informational clings that just stick right onto like the bathroom mirrors.
Okay.
In your employee restrooms or public restrooms.
Yeah.
We just want to make sure that anybody who might be going through something knows that there's a resource here in the community, and there's a QR code that's right on there where they can scan with their phones.
That's terrific.
And it leads to our help page where then you can reach out to an advocate however that you feel comfortable.
Yeah.
So we're just trying to get a lot of eyeballs, and the bathroom is pretty much like the safest place to get that information.
Right, exactly. And how many times, you know, that's where victims go to sort of escape in the moment, and right there getting that information in front of those who will need it where they are in the moment. That's terrific stuff. So if folks want that, if you're a business owner or what have you, how do we get those?
You can reach out to myself, Rosanna Thornton. Our phone number is 419-420-9261. That's our office. Just ask for me and I'd be happy to give them to you.
Terrific.
So,
and also more information about all of the services you provide and like we said, the information that people need to know about domestic violence and rape crisis services through Open Arms at your website.
Yep, openarmsfinley.com. Remember our 24-hour crisis hotline, 419-422-4766. You can follow us on our social media pages on Facebook and Instagram at Open Arms Finley. We'll be posting a lot of educational information throughout the month. So, we're ready to go.
Terrific stuff. Again, Rosanna Thornton from Open Arms Domestic Violence and Rape Crisis Services with us this morning. Rosanna, thanks very much.
Thank you.